Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshiped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him.
Bow down and worship.
gotta forget all about yourself. Oh my, 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 oh my,
oh my, oh my, oh my, Sister Anita, you can open up with prayer. We thank you this morning.
Good morning, everybody. With a repentant heart and a clear mind, let us begin to pray. Father, today we just want to say yes to you. Jesus, we want you to know that your voice is above all voices, and we want to hear your voice above all sorts of noises. We want to hear the Master's voice, and today we are making that quality choice that we will say yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And we know that if we follow this way, you will bless us, Lord, because we are going all the way. And we will hear your voice and what the Lord has to say in every day when we walk his holy highway. And we will experience the glory of the Most High and the presence of God that is coming upon us so that we will never be alone because we are part of his flesh and part of his bone. We make a big yes statement in this hour. And we know that God is going to clothe us in his fresh power. The Spirit of God is coming upon each and every one of us. We are looking unto you, Jesus, as we say yes, knowing that the Lord is stretching out his hand and saying, my son and my daughter, I will bless you, and I'm going to keep you as long as you shall live. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. That was truly a blessing. Lord, we just thank you this Sunday morning, early morning prayer. We thank Sister Renita that the Lord used her to come on the line and open up the prayer for us. We're so grateful. Deposited in her and everyone that's on this broadcast. Like she said, we repent. If I said anything that was wrong or offensive or not walking in your word, Lord, please forgive me, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered. Lord Jesus, we wanted for you to hear it and say, that's my daughter and that's my son and daughter, and I'm coming down to answer your prayer, thus say the Lord, because you're walking in my way and you're walking in my statue. And when you see the things that you have done that's not pleasing or in the word, that you immediately say, I repent before you, Lord Jesus, because we want to be clean and we want to be holy, as you say in your word. So we thank you and we give you this honor for allowing us to come on this broadcast, because you could choose anybody else, Lord Jesus, to host this broadcast and to come on and have your precious royal family come on and minister and come on each and every day and bring the word of life to each and every one, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray this morning, we pray for, you know, Prophet Michael Lewis' daughter. Each and every one is on this line. Evangelist Bernard asked us to pray for her, and he came on and asked prayer that he gave us a praise report about his daughter. So her name is Tracy, Tracy Self, S-E-L-F. Tracy Self. And Lord Jesus, we're coming before you this morning. Hallelujah, because you know everything about us, Lord Jesus. You know the body you made us. You know our DNA. You know where we came, our mothers and fathers. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And you know every bone in our body, every blood vessel, everything, as Sister Renita say, you know. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch. Hallelujah, wherever is stagnated, Lord Jesus, because you know where she need to be touched and be healed and rose, because you are a healer, Lord Jesus, and we're just depending on you, Lord. You said to cry out, hallelujah, and let you know our prayer request early in the morning. You said, early in the morning we seek you. Early in the morning we cry out. And when we finish crying out to you, Lord, for each and every soul that's sick or homeless, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, you said to look up to the hills from which our help comes. And our help comes from you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that you give us the opportunity to pray for. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just know that you're not finished, Lord Jesus. That you, whatever the doctors say, we know you sent the doctors in. Hallelujah, but you have the last word. Hallelujah, where we going to be and when you going to take us back to heaven, Lord Jesus. So we just ask you to touch her, to touch her father, to give him strength. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Because like he said, they just got together recently. He just found his daughter, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we know that you want it to be your way. Hallelujah, and your timing and your grace and your mercy that comes before it. So we thank you for the opportunity to pray for her this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus is a powerful name. The blood of Jesus, it will not lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It goes to the lowest valley. The blood that keeps us from day to day, it will never lose its power. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your holy word and your actions, because you have done miracles in each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah. We had testimonies, Lord. We couldn't finish the testimonies, but you have done and brought us back. You have brought us back from homelessness. You have brought us back from sin and shame in this world, Lord Jesus, and you brought us and saved us, and you say you all we need to do is repent and come back into the family of God. So we know that you're able, Lord Jesus, to heal, because you're the great physician. Hallelujah. There's no physician like you, Lord. You sent the doctors, but you're the great physician, and we just thank you for it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We pray for each and every one, Lord Jesus, that's sick. Hallelujah, out there, that you know where they're at. Hallelujah, you can send your angels, Lord, to have them recover, and Lord Jesus, and come forth and know that it was you that done the work. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we ask you to go to the homeless out there in this world, Lord Jesus, and there's so many children that's attached to them now, Lord, but we know that you see everything and you know everything. You know these the United States of America. You know every city, and you know what every one of them stand in need of that's homeless there, Lord Jesus, or don't have water in Detroit, I think it is, Lord Jesus. You know you're able to speak a word. All you have to do is speak a word, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah, Lord. So we ask you to send your witnesses to them, to give them a word, Lord Jesus, especially the homeless and with the children, Lord, that they may get comfort and they may get healed. Hallelujah, and they may get homes, Lord, out of the cold, out of the heat. Hallelujah, whatever part of the country they're in, Lord Jesus, we know it's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah, and you said for your intercessors and your the pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, is over there. They're fighting and going back every 2 or 3 years, Lord Jesus. But you said you gave the Israelites that land. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and nobody can take it from them. Israelites are your people, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch each and everyone's heart over there. Hallelujah, we ask you to intercede on behalf of Israel and the Palestinians, yeah, Lord Jesus, to take the all of that fighting and all of that bombing over there, Lord Jesus. And hallelujah, Lord, we ask you for peace for the part of that world. Hallelujah, that they can live together. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and that this area and this concern that's been going on for 2 weeks, one killing the other, and the bombs going, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to give them peace and love in their heart for their brothers and their sisters, because we all brothers and sisters in this kingdom, because you said in your word, your holy word, all souls are yours, said the Lord. So we thank you for that, Lord, that you allowed us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of Palestine. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for our president, Barack Obama, and his wife, Michelle Obama, First Lady. Hallelujah, their children and her mother and each and every one that's attached to them. Lord, we ask you to give him strength. He looks a little tired, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch his heart, hallelujah, in the different areas that you want him to go, because I believe in my heart that you put him in that White House, hallelujah. So you put him in there, Lord. You can show him, you can lead him, and you can save him and save him the way he needs, as you see, hallelujah, and his family, because they go to church. But Lord, give him a word. Give him a rhema word, Lord Jesus, that all of this can be turned around for your people on this earth that's suffering. Hallelujah, and all they have to do is have a word and a signature, and it all can be turned around. Lord, we're praying today for the ones that was an unemployment, and they lost their unemployment. It never happened like this in the United States in all this time that it's been in existence. Lord, we ask you to move papers. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and instate their income back, Lord Jesus, and their families, Lord. Hallelujah. Give them good jobs, Lord Jesus, jobs that keep them going and the income that they need to raise to keep themselves and their families. And hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we know you can, because you say you are a provider. Hallelujah for those. You provided for me, and I know if you provide for me, you can provide for them. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to save each and every one out there, Lord Jesus, that need to be saved. Hallelujah. Save your backsliders that's out there, Lord. You said any backslider, hallelujah, don't come, that Lord, the way that you will see it, hallelujah, that you will say, you come not backslider. Hallelujah. You don't put them aside. You said to repent and come back, because you said all souls are yours. And like the soul, I tried to get that word, but you gave it to me. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But you said if you repent and come back to me, I will gladly take you back. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So we ask you to send out the witnesses today all over this land, Lord Jesus, that they know that you're waiting on them, that you're calling them in. Hallelujah, with a purpose that you're calling them in. Hallelujah, that you're a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chance, fifth chance, sixth chance, whatever you decide, Lord Jesus, that you say you love us so much that you died on the cross for us. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for each and every member that comes on this line, this broadcast, that come on this broadcast, Lord Jesus, to hear the gospel preached. From Monday to Friday, hallelujah, the death, burial, and the resurrection of you, Jesus Christ, and you live forever in our hearts, in our minds, and on this paper, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray for the ones in the convalescent hospital. Don't have a visitor. Lord Jesus, we ask you to send your angels there and talk to them to have a visitor, Lord, that they can say, and so a lot of them are saved in them convalescent home. Lord Jesus, that they can feel you, and they say they know by no means that you have left them. Hallelujah, that you are there with them all the time, like you say, you were there all the time. Hallelujah, and you say you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. Lord, you'll be with us until the end. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, how we love you, how we praise you, how we magnify you, how we give you the glory, how we give you the praise. Without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah, like the song said this morning, bow down. Lord Jesus, we're bowing down this morning, and we're worshiping you. Hallelujah, take everything out of our hearts and minds that's not like you, Lord Jesus, and put in the word of God, the holy, natural word of God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we may walk in it, talk in it, and live in it, live in this community. Hallelujah, that you have set up for your church, Lord Jesus, because we want to be right in your eyes. We want to do your will and not our will. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We want you, we pray, Lord, that if anybody's out there with fear in their heart, you said fear is not of you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we ask you to go and touch them today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, to move that fear and say, here I am. Hallelujah, that I will lead and guide you through my anointing. You said when you left, hallelujah, and you went back up to heaven, hallelujah, you said you sent your comforter, that may lead and guide us and teach us in the way that we should go. That not only that, you stated in Proverbs that you would give us wisdom and knowledge and more understanding. And Lord Jesus, we're asking you this morning for more understanding, more knowledge, more wisdom to do your will in your way. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And we know that all the gifts in this Bible that you have set in this Bible and the church for your people. Hallelujah. And you know that once we came in and got saved and repented and you filled us with your precious Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that you give gifts unto men. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We ask you to increase the gifts. Hallelujah. We don't know what our gifts are, Lord. We get on our knees, Lord Jesus, and we ask you to show us our gifts so we can go forth in your will and your way, Lord, that we won't be stagnated, that the church will be equipped with us in it too. Hallelujah, because you gave each and every man, woman, and child a gift in this body, Lord Jesus, to be used. Hallelujah, and we thank you this morning that you allow us to come before you and ask, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, if we're not on the way that you would have us to go. Lord, change it. Hallelujah, because you said your walk down your highway is holy, is clean. If you're leading, you're guiding. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. We thank you for each and everyone that be on this broadcast, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless her. Lord, you know what she's standing in need of, because you told her to go, and she went all the way back home. 30 years she's been gone from home. Hallelujah, you went back there and you gave her that assignment, Lord, for the crusade, and plus not only the crusade, hallelujah, but opening her ministry, the ministry that you have set for her in New Orleans. Lord, you have been a blessing to her. We ask you to bless her mother. Hallelujah. Ooh, Ed Abassi. We ask you to bless her sisters. With Sister Dawn be on the air every day. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that. We ask you to bless her siblings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her grandchildren, Lord Jesus. Our great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. And we ask you to cover her, Lord. Whatever she's standing in need of, you know. Hallelujah. And to cover her, Lord, and to bring this crusade. Hallelujah. That men and women and boys and girls will have to say, what can I do to be saved? Lord, cover the streets. Let the anointing go through every town, every street that they go through. Hallelujah. Let them go and put anointed oil on the lamppost, on the gatepost, on the doorpost, to let them know that you're coming there to bring them souls back in, because you got the souls there for, Lord Jesus, and let it be a success. And Lord Jesus, you say if you give the provision, hallelujah, that you will give if you give the vision, you will give the provision. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for each and every one that come on this broadcast, that you directed on this broadcast. Hallelujah. The godly men and women of God that bring a anointed, powerful word from you, from heaven. Hallelujah, the listeners, the callers, the chat room. Lord, you've been so merciful to us. Lord, it's almost 3 years, and you just keep adding and adding more and more ministry. When Evangelist Bernard first started out, all she had was spiritual leadership conference. Hallelujah. And look, Lord, from there where you have brought her. And that's just been nearly 3 years that you have brought her to the Block Talk Radio. You gave her this, you gave it to her, but it came to pass 2.5 years ago. It came to fruition. Then you gave her the fellowship about each church is coming together. It's always been her desire. Hallelujah, Lord, and you opened it up and you gave, let her have the conference. And, Lord, we know that you're with her. Hallelujah, we know that you're with each and every one that come down to be a part of this crusade, Lord Jesus. Not only the crusade, but the soul. And we thank you for it, and we love you, and we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise, Lord. No more praise. We give it to you, because without you, nothing would happen. Hallelujah. And we ask you to give us strength. Hallelujah. And not have a fret or worry about anything, because we know it's all in your hands. And with that, we're going to turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist? Okay, I'm sorry, she won't be, she's not able to talk. Well, we just thank you, each and every one, for coming on the line today. We thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for opening up this early Sunday morning prayer, and it's normally on for 30 minutes. So we ask you, if you have any prayer requests or you want to come on to pray, please feel free to come on. We're on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer that where everybody can get in and have a prayer to say to the Lord. That you know what? That he can hear your voice. Hallelujah. That he knows. Oh, he say, oh, that's my child, Renita. Oh, that's my child over there, Sister Dawn. Oh, that's my child over there, Sister Ruby. So he knows, he want to hear from us. Whether, Lord, I thank you for being on the broadcast, and go on, because, you know, whatever the Lord give you to say, that's what you say and go on. So we're normally on here for 30 minutes most of the time, and normally it's like 5-6 minutes, wherever the Lord have you to say. And we just thank you and praise you for being on this broadcast today. And with that, we're going to see if Evangelist Bernard can say something else before we close out. Evangelist Bernard? Okay, she still must be in church. She's in church. She done found a church home way down there in New Orleans. So, Lord, we ask you to bless Sister Renita, Lord, you know what every she's standing in need of, Lord, and her family. Hallelujah. She's been faithful, Lord. She found this Facebook, and she's been faithful on this Facebook. We thank you for Sister Dawn, Lord. You know what she's standing in need of. And we just pray for our founding host, Evangelist Abenar, and we pray for each and every one that comes on this broadcast Monday through Friday, hallelujah, and take out of their busy time and schedule to come in and hear a rhema word from God Almighty, from his godly men and women, hallelujah, in the gospel. So with that, we say God bless you. We thank the Lord for this opportunity this morning. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. We just want to be pure and clean and holy before the Lord. Hallelujah. So that our prayers don't be hindered for ourselves and our prayers don't be hindered for others. Hallelujah. And we ask you to keep lifting up and praying for Prophet Michael Lewis, hallelujah, and his daughter's in the hospital. She was, the last report we got was Thursday, her name is Tracy Self, S-E-L-S. So keep her up in prayer. And we thank you so much for tuning in, and keep up the broadcast in prayer. And Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founding host, in prayer, and each and every one that's come on this broadcast. And with that, we say God bless, and thank you so much for for tuning in to our early Sunday morning prayer. And with that, we're going to go to, Vicki Yoli. And it's going to be Because of Who You Are.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. You are.
by Vicky Yoli. That was truly a blessing. We thank you so much. God bless, thank you for the prayer coming on today, and we pray and hope, knowing that the Lord, wherever you go to assemble yourself, that we know that the Lord, we want the Lord to have the anointing in the church building for each and every one of his saints, and you bring yours in too. So God bless, and we'll see you on tomorrow, Monday afternoon, 1 p.m. California time. God bless.